Prosperity attunement. Close your eyes, connect to the divine and the earth, breathing in both directions, opening up the space in your heart, opening up the doors to your heart matrix. We ask to be connected to your higher self and aligned to the rhythm of your heartbeat, and the pulse of the earth, with the pulse of the moon, with the pulse of the galaxy. Letting go more with each breath. You are in the light is you. We have our cord connected to the divine. And the light is coming down from the divine, activating your eighth chakra above your head, connecting to your pineal gland behind your eyes in the central part of the brain, going down the spinal column and sending your grounding cord into the earth to the center of the earth star chakra, to the beautiful ball of light within the earth. You are in the light, expanding more into that channel. Our intent is to let go of the next layer of worry, doubt, and fear around money. And we'll just check in on the size of your prosperity container right now. Prosperity container, what does it feel like, look like? Get a real sense of it. What's it made of? Is there any cracks, holes? Is it broken? Is it thin? Is it see-through? As we connect to the light, we're releasing loss of money, loss of abandonment from the divine, which has affected your abundance, affected the amount of money you can hold, the energy of money that you can hold in your prosperity container. We'd like to call in the financial guides that support you right now, for this moment. And as you are in that light, we're asking to let go and disconnect and dissolve where we lost connection from the divine. We miss that feeling of that connection. And because of that, we've experienced not feeling supported. And because of that, it's rolled on to our money issues, of not having enough money to support us. So releasing past lives of poverty, anything you've inherited from mum's side and dad's side, and the imprinting of that consciousness of loss of money, loss of connection, loss of support. That's it. We align to the new frequency of support with our finances and abundance and feeling supported. We want to check in that all the chakras are aligned to this new frequency that's going to come in. The crown, third eye, throat, heart, solar plexus, sacral and base. Good. Now we ask to invoke the healing grid to come through you, connected to the crown, to your third eye. Just have the intent of invoking the healing grid that supports you right now in this moment. Comes down from the crown, right down all the way through the feet to the earth. It's connecting up all the chakras, third eye, throat, heart, solar plexus, sacral and base. It's coming through you. So this grid is a 3D grid, so see it coming down in sections through all of you, the front to the middle to the back of you. So it's coming in on the horizontal, coming in on the vertical. It's coming in from top to bottom. All these lines are coming through in light beams. Now we want to call in the horizontal healing lines that come in from the left to the right. I want to bring them in again in light beams. So you are in the healing grid. And we just want to scan your body, scan, sense any blockages around worry, doubt, and fear about money. And where the horizontal and vertical lines meet, there's a convergence point. There's a lot of outpouring from those convergence points of light and healing. That's it. And the heart is connected to the sacred geometry sphere. It's connected by a light beam in front of you. And from there it's releasing, helping you to release anything that's stored in your body. It's going to go into the sacred geometry sphere of light. So all your fears, limitations are pouring into the sacred geometry flower of life. That's it. And we ask to activate the golden grid in both directions that lights up on the horizontal and the vertical, coming in both directions, feeling that being activated. All the lines are lit up and the space between the lines are feeling the ripple effects of vibrating the healing light. And we invoke and call forth the divine light of grace, the divine light of masculine, the divine light of the feminine, activating the grid. That's it. Eliminate the blockages. So it's going into those areas you've scanned that are weak or heavy or blocked, and we're asking to release into the sacred geometry sphere any calcified emotions, any past lives that are ready to be released, anything bound by old restrictions and habits that has kept you confined and constricted and shut down. Anything that's added to you being misunderstood around money. We're asking to release either having too much money or not enough money, and the issues that brought up, the negative issues. We're clearing it from the ancestral line, both sides, mum and dad's side, and the emotion of desperation around too much or not enough money that's still blocking you. That's it. We're asking to release and destroy and create all curses that are coming up at this particular layer. We're burning off and dissolving all contracts, known or unknown, from now into the future, into eternity, and all vows around money. Of vows of poverty, when we had our religious lives that are still embedded in the matrix. Any vows made in blood from any groups we've been in as well. That's it, feel it dissolving in the light. These issues around not being supported, disconnected from the divine, affecting you, has kept your ability to receive physical support. It's kept your ability to receive spiritual support. It's kept your ability to receive financial support. Because you're not able to connect to the divine in the way you'd like. And it's created restriction in your prosperity container. We want to release any karmic binding that is still held in place at this layer. We ask to begin the unwinding. Dissolve any residual money fears, any consciousness of money worries that are still hanging around. That's it. So there's still a little bit there. We're asking to release any karmic patterns, points of pain, or beliefs. Be released through the golden grid. Feeling it flowing through, clearing, releasing, dissolving in all time, space, directions. That's it. There's more expansion now. We ask to receive the higher vibrational healing frequencies to go in and replace the space where those fears were lodged. Just breathe that in and begin the integration. We ask to breathe it in on three levels, three streams of abundance. So the blockages that we've worked on have been in the third, fourth, and fifth dimensions that have stunted your ability to manifest money. And the healing light is going into the physical plane, bringing the abundance frequency. Any agreements in the physical plane that were contracts or fear. Into the fourth dimension, this is the astral plane, the energetic plane. So this is dissolving and healing the past of karmic debts or failure, past lives, and ancestral issues that have created the contraction in the past. Must be a bit there, my voice went funny. Let's clear that, bring that healing light into that astral level, that imprinting that's still there. That's it. We want to bring it in now onto the fifth dimension, soul's doorway to the divine. Highest plane frequency. This is when you were abandoned. Perhaps you thought you wouldn't have access to the heavens, or there was misuse of power. That's it. A bit more. Around issues of failure of being successful. Feel your heart opening more to receive the transmission of taking in more light, expanding your bandwidth of light, the healing to come through you, being the receiver, being the container, being the chalice, managing your flow of the stream of healing coming into all those realms, all those different planes, from now and into the future. Opening up a bit more, letting that in. Doubling what you think you should have. You deserve so much more. Expand into that. Feeling that flow of the grid coming in both directions, vertical and the horizontal. You want to infuse that sense of feeling worthy, receiving more. That you're receiving it and you're owning it and you're holding it for you. It's not leaking out. Your container is full, it's ample, it's expansive. What colours is it? What colours does your vessel have? We're sending the grid out into the future, infused with this new frequency into the timeline, allowing to shift on all levels. Opening up your creative channels of abundance, support, connection, and wealth. We are grateful for the changes in the alignment. We've created a new set point that's been downloaded through us. And when you listen to this again, this is where you start from. This is a new recalibration. And keep growing and expanding from this place. It's overflowing through your physical body and your energetic field. Feel into that expansion. Feel that you can claim your divine right to being abundant and let grace, that divine light of grace, flow through you into every single cell and the space between the cells. Just notice now the size of your prosperity container. What do your guides want it to be for you? How much are you still constricting and holding back? What do they want you to have? Expand into that. You've expanded into this new vessel, this new container for prosperity. So much out there for you to have. What does it need to be for you to receive that and stop missing your opportunities? Let yourself receive that amount within your heart. Right now. That's it. We're asking to integrate all these changes, the new recalibration. This is your new set point. It's all integrated within the core, and you can access this and vibrate it, this new frequency, and it ripples out from you. This is your new anchor, your new foundation. You are abundant. And your frequency now aligns to that, and you will attract opportunities to mirror that abundance. How often do you need to feel that abundance coming through you throughout the day to weave it in as a sustainable frequency? What does it need for you to be daily? How many infusions of this beautiful abundance frequency needs to come in? How many points of contact do you need to have that flood through you? We now ask to dissolve the grid, the healing golden grid, the horizontal and vertical. We thank our healing guides for supporting us through this transmission and attunement. And we're ready to go out in this integrated, grounded form, rippling out our new abundance, feeling so light in our heart. So much is possible. You are light.